to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And welcome in the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike today, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Lots of email questions, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. iHeartRadio Talk, all right, add Radio MD or You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. A couple of ways, go to iHeartRadio.com. You can download the app or you can use it on the web. You go to the web, click Talk in the main menu, and search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not at 20 after the hour? Gymnasts and toxic risks. Why do gymnasts face them? Corn versus babies. Minnesota's got some testing going on of some private wells. Also, green tobacco poisoning. It's not just smoking that's toxic about it. And have you ever heard about the Arctic glaucous gull? I never have. But it's in decline, and what does it mean for us? I just want to know what it is to begin with. The Arctic glaucous gull.
You pronounce gull. It better than I am, Joe.
Arctic glaucous gull.
Hopefully Gary will actually teach us how to really pronounce that word.
I bet I got it right.
But it is in decline, yeah. And there's an interesting story behind that.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg, 20 after the hour. 35 past, straight talk from the docs with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's on the chalkboard today?
Well, we're going to talk about two things. One, a French court has just found a German corporation will owe 1,600 French citizens for lack of quality control in a breast implant. And the other thing, it's eczema season, and we're going to tell you what it is and what to do about it.
Straight talk from the docs, Dr. Arthur Perry, 35 after the hour. And again, we'll get there with some of the other top medical news stories of the week.
You know, we've gotten a series of questions about the statins. So I'm going to just say and the lead question, if I can summarize it, is what are alternatives? And I often speak about the odd omegas. So omegas 3, 7, and 9. Omega 3 is the stuff you get from fish oils and from walnuts and avocados in its earlier form. You really want the DHA component of it for your brain and eyes. Omega 9 is olive oil, and it decreases inflammation. Omega 7 is one that the data look like it decreases LDL and increases HDL and decreases inflammation. So it may have actions very similar to what a statin does, work by a different mechanism. We don't actually know the mechanism. But that's my odd omegas segment for today. The odd omegas segment is answering your questions. Are there alternatives to statins, diet, exercise, a little alcohol, and the odd omegas are the ones. And people ask me where they can get the odd omegas. Well, the easiest source that I know first is at ClevelandClinicWellness.com, and you just put in the odd omegas, and there's a special. If you put in the word RUSH, R-U-S-H, in the order code, you get a 25% discount and free shipping.
Yeah, this relates to the one of the top medical stories of the week where there's some new heart guidelines that could put more Americans on statins. I think cardiologists would like to see what I read earlier this week. I think a third more people on statins. It's a $21 billion industry now, $21 billion industry, statins.
And that's with it being generic, so they're much less expensive than they were just 5 years ago.
Yeah. Are they for everybody, though?
Well, I think they're almost for everyone over the age of 60. Maybe when you go to the calculator, so the guidelines came out with a calculator that allows you to calculate your 10-year risk. And they said everyone with over a 7.5% 10-year risk. We actually lower that in our practice for the executive health program at the Cleveland Clinic to 5% 10-year risk, and at 7.5%, it's everybody virtually over the age of 55, men over 50, women over 55. At 5%, it's 45 and 50. So it's quite a few people should be on. Now, you don't have to be on them every day, Joe. So you want to be, you know, many of the effects are just as effective every other day. So you should talk to your doc about that, mm-hmm. as well as the odd omegas as alternatives.
Okay. What makes U.S. healthcare so expensive? I think for folks now probably trying to re-up on different healthcare plans, fall is typically the time when companies have their plans set up for folks who you know, will go on these healthcare plans January 1st. And there's some sticker shock out there. Premiums go up, deductibles go up. So what does make healthcare so overpriced in this country?
Well, the interesting thing is we are less healthy than almost every other country. If you look at it, 84% of the total healthcare dollars spent goes for caring for people with chronic diseases caused by lifestyle choices. And if you just said, okay, let's look just at the under 65 population, 67% of all healthcare dollars spent in the United States are spent on people under the age of 65 for chronic diseases caused by lifestyle choices, tobacco, food choices and portion size, physical inactivity, and unmanaged stress. So just those four things account for 84%. That's up from the last time a study like this was done. The CDC did it in 2007, and it said it was 70%. This is a recent study that was just published this week by a group from Johns Hopkins. 84% of our total costs are due to our lifestyle changes. So we could really reduce our healthcare budget by 84% if all of us would get our lifestyle choices under control.
The goal of this new healthcare is to get younger people on, and they're not signing up. They'd rather probably take the fine, pay the fine, and not have to deal with a healthcare premium. How would you convince young people that they should have healthcare insurance?
Well, if they do anything that might get them to an emergency room, you know, it's awful expensive to go to an emergency room. And the programs, the cost for health insurance for this type of catastrophic care when you need it, if you get injured, et cetera, is very inexpensive as a total cost of everything you're spending. So I would say that peace of mind of being able to use, you know, if you get injured, to use an emergency room if you need it is tremendous.
Let me get another story in before Gary Ginsberg. Brown fat. I have a medical story here today about brown fat. What is it and what might it be linked to?
Well, this is really a very interesting story. To me, at least, it's an extremely interesting story. Brown fat is the stuff that you shiver with when you get cold. So when you get cold, especially when you were younger as a baby, you use brown fat, which has a very high metabolic rate, so it uses a lot of calories. Well, this was a very interesting thing, using, if you will, looking at the amount of brown fat in Americans versus South Asians. The Asians, if you will, and there's a real reason to do this story and talk about South Asians, because they're one-fifth of the world population. They are having a much greater problem with type 2 diabetes from a little obesity. So at a BMI of 27, approximately 1% of Americans develop type 2 diabetes. At that same BMI, 27, 60% of South Asians do, and it may be because they don't have brown fat, so they don't get to use up a lot of calories when they get cold the way Americans do.
Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. is our email address, and try us, of course, on iHeart Radio Talk. Dr. Gary Ginsberg follows the break, what's toxic and what's not, with his interesting series of articles and stories coming up that he'll talk about. And we'll all finally today find out what the heck that Arctic locust gull is. And it's in decline, and you may say, okay, why is it in decline? Well, we'll find out, but it might mean something for us. So Dr. Gary Ginsberg after the break on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.